Blog Talk Radio.
For love, love America. So listen, y'all. Good morning, Sister Terry. I hope to see you on Sunday. We're so excited about what's going on in just in the kingdom, not just at the House of Glory, but in every house.
Look at this.
So funny. She's just
out here that brought us our drink. Papa Jack, thank you.
Thank you,
and
Papa Jack.
Today.
Yeah,
Daryl.
Oh, yeah, Brother Daryl. I hope he's tuning in today. But anyway, I just want you guys to know, keep us prayed up, because a lot of times we be so caught up in the supernatural, y'all. It don't even make sense. And we're trying to do a radio show with no radio. However, okay, but.
Remember, the number is
646-668-2247.
Call us.
Yes. If you want to chop it up and hang out and
talk
to us.
Buenos dias, Aisha.
Good morning,
Aisha, my sweet sister. Puerto Rico,
mwah. Oh, yes.
Bendiciones.
That's beautiful. I had the pleasure of hanging out with her. When was that, Papa Jack? Last week?
Last week.
Last week.
Yes.
And we were at Mama Blanca's house. Beautiful house.
Yeah.
Brand new house. And I'm just so excited about the people of God.
Yes.
Yes. And we have Miss Brenda in the house today. With
yes.
her sold out.
We miss her.
Everybody
yes.
they sold out on this morning. Because guess what? This ain't no joke. We sold out for real.
Yes. And I always run into her at Mardell's. Right?
So listen, you guys go hang out at the Mardell's.
Yeah.
Go to the Christian bookstore. Go to Mardell's on Cooper, right? For 20.
Uh-huh.
And Miss Brenda Hughes is up in there.
Yeah.
Up in there.
Uh-huh.
And she will encourage you, serve you,
yes.
love on you.
Yes.
I'm telling you, she's a mighty woman. And I tell the small people, big things come in small packages.
Yes.
Like dynamite. Woo! Yes, like Mama
Dali.
Yes.
But before we start the show, I just have to hurry up on this right here because my Angelina told me last week.
Oh, my gosh.
She said, Grandma, did you share the drawing with everyone? I said, well,
oh,
we didn't
wow.
get to. We had a special guest, and we didn't, you know, we were led by the Holy Spirit, and I didn't get to. But I will do it this Tuesday because she was going to be watching.
Okay.
Just like Lily watches Queen Don't Die. She'd be turning down the song
so
and
awesome.
Watching where we were in the army fatigue, and she loves it. By the way, we have hats here.
Come on.
Sold out to Jesus.
Sold out.
Yeah, come get some hats.
It's
get some shirts.
It's your warrior set.
Yes, yes. It's fall, y'all. Look, we have beautiful colors
and,
here.
And they're gifts, too. If you
yeah.
want to get, we got a store, y'all. Here's the
yes.
man.
Yes.
2700.
Yes.
We have
come
a whole wall.
Come get you one.
Yes.
And it's all para la gloria de Dios, and it's all for the glory of Jesus.
Yes, it is.
So anyway, she has art. I don't know if it's once or twice a week. And every time she goes to art, she brings me a drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she got to minister to people at school because when she was doing her drawing, they asked her what she's drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm doing this for my grandma with lots of joy, okay?
Okay.
And then she drew grandma. Okay, she put, I love you much, grandma. I hope you have a good day. And when she said that at the blog radio, and she drew me
she
with
did.
Sold out to Jesus.
Oh, my God.
John 3:16. She drew me with sold out
oh
to Jesus.
Oh, my God.
And John 3:16.
That is so powerful.
And then she said people were asking. She goes, Grandma, do you know some people don't know who Jesus is?
Oh, my God.
And she was
Come
telling
on.
Some little girls who Jesus was. And then she goes, and then I did a second drawing. Let's say,
what's this? This girl is on fire.
Yeah. And she was telling that grandma's on fire for Jesus.
That is
and
so
she
beautiful.
Called me her angel. She goes, Grandma, you're my angel because I know so much about Jesus because of God in you. And I'm telling people at school because some kids don't know who Jesus
oh,
is.
Wow.
So she ministered to the kids in school
that's
while
so
she's
powerful.
Doing art for grandma and drawing grandma with her sold out to Jesus. So that spoke to me because
oh,
I'm like,
wow.
that's how my grandbabies see me.
Wow.
To the point where they're telling people in art class about Jesus. And God's using them in such a young age. You
that
know, my Angelina's
so
only 7. So thank you, Angelina. And I even wrote the date. And I said, I'm going to remember this for the rest. Till God called me home. And I'm going to remember her drawings. And she's
wow.
learning, growing, and knowing.
And that is so encouraging.
So she wanted me. So yeah.
it just is. And, you know, speaking of that, I just, you know, we got to flow, y'all. This is so powerful. Speaking of, that's what God tells us in his word that, you know, we have to come like little kids,
yeah.
little children, with the heart and the mind. Everything should still be pure. and not so judgy, because we get so judgy, and we already have enough going on in the world.
The religion.
But yeah, but as the people in the church, this is a mind we have to have, how we see people, how are we really seeing one another. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure there are times that grandma distances the children.
Yeah, of course. Hey, hey, hey. Act up. But we act up too, okay? In the spirit.
The bottom line is that's what they see.
Yeah.
Overall, right? Yeah. And then they want to go tell somebody.
Yes.
That's so powerful.
Yes. With my fold-out t-shirt.
I love it. And it's the same color as what you have on today.
Yes, please. And now she did that drawing on the 21st, see? On the 8th.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, I love you, Angelina. But what really ministered to me is that she was telling some people that I'm pulled out to Jesus, and some little girl was saying, who is Jesus?
Wow.
She did not know. Oh, y'all don't go to church? No. So who's Jesus? Oh, so Angelina, he died for us on the cross. You know, she said a couple of things that she said to the girl, which, you know, what she was led to say. But hey, she planted a seed.
Wow.
She planted a seed.
That is so incredible.
Yes.
So that's why no matter where you're at, this baby's at school, taking a chance. Hello?
Art class.
Yes. Drawing, and it came out through the illustration of her drawing.
Uh-huh.
That's what the Lord was saying. What is your capacity? What are we doing in our fullness of our day? Like, we don't just have to be at the blog show or the radio. We could be at any place, the grocery store, or we could be at the supermarket, or we could be at, instead of going to the supermarket and complaining, oh, Lord, these prices are high. Mm-hmm. You forget about the prices because inflation is here, America. Hello. Once again, another news flash. The inflation is here. And mm-hmm. they were talking about it. I saw it on the news, how people are going up on prices of beef, chicken, everything.
It is.
But listen, who is your source?
Who's your source? Your daughter, the most what?
Hi, God.
On fire for Jesus, right?
Yes. You have to know that God is your Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
He is your provider.
Amen.
He will make a way out of no way. And we get up in the morning, and Debbie and Ellen were just singing, and every time they get in their vehicles or wherever, they sing, they hear in the song, Waymaker,
miracle
worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Come on, y'all.
Yes. Instead of complaining. And so I can share this quick testimony.
Uh-oh.
So my house was having electricity issues. The bathroom light went out. My bedroom light went off. The plugs in the living room went out. And it was just spreading around the house. So what do? I got some worship music, and that's the song for my family, my sister, my son, and my witness. I started worshiping. That was last week, Miracle Worker. And I sat down in the living room, and I just started worshiping. And I said, God, you're going to bring that electrician that's going to fix all the electricity, because we know electricians, they charge for the hour. I don't know how they charge, but they're going to charge you.
Right.
And I said, God, you're my husband. You're my provider. You're going to meet my needs. This is your house.
Come on.
This is your home. I'm just a great steward. So don't curse my house. This is my house. My son tried to say something about, it's all that. And then he says, oh, Mom, I'm sorry. We're blessed. I said, yes, you better watch what you speak over my house. And so I just was sit on the floor, and I just started worshiping.
Come on.
And thanking him for the electricity being fixed.
Yeah.
Then he put a person in my heart, and he said, text your cousin Carmen. Carmen, if you're watching, I love you. and I remember that her husband is an electrician. So I text her, I'm having issues. Can he come? And he's very busy, y'all. He came two times. The first time, he said, ooh, this is going to be a lot of work. Clean your attic. There's wires that are messed up, and I'll be back. So he worked for a couple of hours. He went all around, and it was going off everywhere. So then he came back on Sunday.
Oh.
I was getting ready for church. That's his only day off, y'all. At 9 o'clock in the morning, he came out. You know how sometimes people say they're going to do when they don't? He was a man of his word, and it's because God in him, okay? And he came and knocked, and he goes, I'm here. He was smiling. He had all his equipment, tools, and the tester, and, I mean, he had his toolbox.
He had his stuff.
And I said, God send the best of the best, man. I love my cousin Carmen and her husband. And it took him, like, maybe not even an hour, and he fixed all my electricity. He said there were some loose wires, and all I could do is worship God. And when I got to church on Sunday, what song did we play? The Pastor Bob Pettit. And I was crying. And I was just thanking him. And I told my cousin Mario and Carmen. I said, I know it's all God. I give God all the glory. But now I've learned not to stress, not to worry, but if anything, release it to God. Mm. So I don't know who I'm speaking to right now. Whatever your situation is, if it's physically, if it's financially, if it's electricity, just worship God. He will send the person, the woman or man of God, the finances, and he's faithful. When we move on to his promises,
come on now,
which is the word of God, his love letter. So I just had to share that.
And listen.
And I was in the dark for many bad times going to the bathroom, but now it's light in my bathtub. I'm glad to worship.
But this is what's so powerful, Laura, if I can piggyback on your testimony, because, see, I see. One thing about it is the Lord spoke to you many years ago about doing full-time ministry.
Yes.
See, you got to crack this thing open, because I heard the Lord say this morning, we got to stop going through this wham. We got to turn our lemons into lemonade. And let me tell you how to do it. He told me, he said, the word of God says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And then it says, it's like what? A honeycomb. Now, I don't know about you, but some mornings when I don't have no sweetener, I go get the honey. And I put it in my coffee. And sometimes it be sweeter than the sugar. So why would God tell us that his word is, that he is sweeter than the honeycomb? Come on now. That's how we turn our lemon life into lemonade.
Amen.
Life.
Yes.
So Laura decided, okay, Lord, I'll do full-time ministry. This lady don't get up and punch a clock every morning. She just get in the face of God and take her orders. And life happens.
Yes.
Electricity problems, car problems, money problems,
yes.
People problems.
Yes.
Can I help somebody? But you just gotta say, okay, Lord, I don't have no control over it. And this is what I want to say. Don't let those things dictate your behavior.
Yes.
You know, some people, they get depressed. Oh, my God, my electricity went out. Get in the corner. Wham. But you just said, I'm a daughter of the Most High God. And then you go over there and you get, you might as well get your pacifiers and your bottles out.
And remove the whisper.
Hello. We just talk about what God's talking about. Because God, and then we get, come on, y'all. We got to gird up. And who we say we are as people of God. We can't be singing Waymaker and then cry in the corner. Ain't even getting out the way, giving God the room to do it. And then while we whine and we still trying to fix it and complain.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. So that's a great
testimony. And my cousin
Laura.
Mario said, and I said, how much I owe you? You know? And he said, full tank of gas. He goes, he worked on my electricity two days. He goes, my truck fills up with $45. That's all I want from you.
And that's beautiful.
And I said, all right, here's your $45.
Can you imagine?
And it was 2 days of work of electricity that he did in my house.
It probably was over $1,000 worth of work, y'all. Come on,
and
man.
I just
want to
thank God for that.
That's real tough.
I just thank God that my electricity sticks and God bless them.
And it's so, and that's why we're talking this morning. We didn't know what, you know, that's why this is week 27 of just being led by the Spirit.
Yes.
Because we're talking about what's really the people of God have been out there struggling. The struggle is real, y'all. Okay. Just like Pastor Beto said this morning. Is it Beto?
Beto.
Uh-huh. Beto said this morning, you know, Chris, you can't be no wimpy Christian. Christianity, it's not for wimpy people. You got to gird up and stand straight up every day in the face of God.
Yes,
and get your orders brand new.
Yes.
And stop worrying about yesterday, because it ain't coming back.
Yes.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Yes.
But you can handle today.
Yes.
And don't worry about tomorrow.
That's right.
Because we don't even know what it holds. It's got enough troubles of its own.
That's right.
That's what the words say.
Yes.
When we start trying to fix tomorrow, you might not be here. And if you are going to be here, right? And if you are going to be here, then just be there.
Right.
And get the new stuff, the new manna, the new episodes, the new love, the new mercy, the new grace. Get you some new stuff. That's for tomorrow. But what you going to do today? Today is all you have.
Yeah.
Get up and love on somebody. Do like Angelina. Go do a drawing or something. Okay?
And tell them about Jesus.
Tell them about Jesus. Yes.
Go back to Jesus, Grandma. That's what she drew.
But we got to be mindful.
Throw fire. See, that's for art.
And you know, stop wasting other people's time. Because I was listening to an amazing person yesterday saying that people were complaining. No, that they just shut down and stopped talking. I was like, what? The day is full. When you don't want to talk? You better be talking about something good. Love on your neighbors. Love on your children. Love on your family.
Love on your friends.
Yes.
Love them.
And please love
on
your
children. Wants to push you to the next level. Yes. Osada wants to push me to the next level.
So,
pray, Jesus. Woo! Papa Jack, it was coming out. I was waiting on Laura.
And love on your pastor, y'all.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes we get in the corner and we be like, I ain't going back. That's what Jesus said. I didn't feel like it either. That's why, no, really.
Yeah.
Really. But don't, I have to tell a little bit of testimony about my 8-year-old grandson, Skyler. I call him the pastor. Let me tell you why I call him the pastor, because he is a pastor. I'm just prophesying, speaking life to him.
Amen.
He's a pastor because he's the one in the family that's full of love. The one that wants to take care of everybody, make sure everybody's happy. Don't be sad, upset. So I asked him the other day, I said, when I was talking to him on the phone, I said, hey, good morning, Pastor. He know who he is. He said, good morning, Anna.
Okay. Yeah.
So I said, well, why haven't you seen the pastor at church? He said, Nana, I don't feel like it. I said, that means you a real pastor. Okay.
You a real pastor.
For real. So none of us feel like it. Hello. So yesterday when I went to see him, he told me that he wanted to be a photographer. So I invited him to the TV production. Okay, the Holy Spirit said, go ahead and invite him now, because we're going to stir up the gifting. He know how to take the picture, record it and everything, baby, and show you, zoom the camera in and out. I said, oh, we got a new photographer on the scene. So I said, you're going to be a photographer and a pastor. And my oldest grandson said, no, he said, no, I'm going to be a YouTuber. And my oldest grandson said, it's YouTube, pastors that go together. I said, confirm it. He confirmed it. But this was so amazing. When I got to my daughter's house yesterday, when I go in the house, I'm like the military. I might as well have had this hat on yesterday when I went in. I said,
I did. I went in and I said,
I go in the kitchen. And, you know, I got to look out for my baby, too. Jazz. I was like, what is all this going on this table over here? They all get quiet. They already know. I said, now I'm going to bring order, and then I leave. Don't let your mother. And I spoke to my oldest grandson. I said, your voice is changing, because I noticed that. He's 11. His voice is getting deeper. I said, and you're going to be the other man in the house, and you got to take care of your mama. You know, I had to just go speak life. I said, you know, your mom is having a baby. All this stuff. You can do it. Help your mother out. Don't wait on your other little brothers. You know, I'm just trying. We got to exercise those moments. And do you know what? He received it. And he used to be the one that was very rebellious. But now he was loving on me yesterday. He was letting me kiss all on his face yesterday. It was so powerful. The time that I had, it wasn't long, but I cherished it. But I still went in with some type of authority. I'm not trying to take over the people's house. I'm not going to never do that. Okay, but I see what I can fit in to speak life to them, to be a help to their own parents, you know, because they're big enough. Because one day I had a pep rally with them at the mansion and told them, y'all love having these birthdays. Oh, no, I'm 8, but you acting 4. No, grow up, people of God. We got to grow up. We got to grow up and be the real warriors.
Yes.
Be the true lights of the world.
Yes.
Because listen, you know how your testimony was, and you said that you, when your electricity went out, you could have got
everywhere
in the corner.
It was going off everywhere.
Yeah.
I just sat down and worshiped God.
And then you don't even work a job, huh, Laura? I mean, you do sometimes when, I mean, you work for the kingdom.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. Uh-huh. What I'm saying is you don't get up and punch a clock and get a check. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. But God is our provider.
God does open some doors sometimes and shelter or ministry, which when it gets cold.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm working on
it. But primarily, you work for the kingdom.
Yes.
And God is our provider.
Yes.
And that's why we want to talk about passing the test today.
Yeah. It's a test.
We want to talk about passing the test.
Yes. And we're going
to test you in the Word of God, where he encourages us about the test.
Woo!
And people
because
don't.
Gonna come on.
Woo. So we got to go to, what is it, James this morning? Uh-oh, that makes me think of Papa James. Papa James. James 1, is that it?
Uh-huh.
12?
12.
Let's go there this morning.
God's love letters.
Which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre.
Es fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in
Hallelujah.
Our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y vamos a ir al libro de Santiago, capítulo 1, verso 12, dice, bienaventurado de el varón que soporta la tentación, porque cuando haya resistido la prueba, recibirá la corona de vida que Dios ha prometido a los que aman.
Thank you, Lord. And I am reading out of the NLT translation. So the word of the Lord in James 1 and 12 reads, God bless those who patiently endure testing.
That's right.
And temptation.
Amen.
Afterward, see, this is the promise. Afterwards, they will receive the crown of life. I don't know if you about you, but I sure want that, that God has promised to those who love him.
Amen.
And mine says, blessed is the one who endures trials, because when he has stood the test,
come on now,
stood the test,
he will what?
Receive the crown of life that God has
promised
to those
who
love
him.
So now,
that's it. That's it. The crown of life, true life.
We're pilgrims, we're warriors, passing through.
Woo! So listen, y'all, it ain't about... Come on now, because see, that's why God says, but one thing about God, he still want to show up on earth.
Yes.
He want to come down here and stir up some stuff. Okay? So the thing about that, if he can trust you with the little stuff,
yes,
he can shine some big stuff.
Yes.
Open some big doors.
Yes.
Because he's the one that opens doors that no man can shut.
That's right.
And he'll close them that no man can open either. Mm-hmm. So stop trying to go back and open that old stuff.
Yes.
You know, that's the spirit of insanity. If you want something different, you got to do something different.
Yes. Yes.
Who wants the same stuff with a new door?
Mm-hmm.
That means, and you know what? The Lord got in my spirit the other day, and he said, listen, now, we've been preaching on the shift. Now, when God is shifting all of us, whether we want to go up or not,
right?
We're going. Might as well surrender. Wave some white flags. Might as well. Because we're going. Okay, but the thing about it is you can't take the old stuff, because he began to minister to me about Matthew 9:16. He said, now, be careful in this season that not to take the old stuff, because you can't put new wine in old wineskins. That's what he said to me, and he broke it down. Go down and read it for yourself, because so when you put the new wine, it's just going to ruin the skin and the wine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want new stuff, you better get a new mind and a new heart so that you can regulate, steward, manage, utilize, make capacity for God to come in and do what he needs to do in your life. Because we got to pass the test.
It's the test.
Or if you,
or
look, if you don't pass it, you going to take it again. Okay? And that's called a retake. Y'all know in school when we just pass the test, the teacher be right there with the retake. Well, guess what? God right there with the retake.
Yeah.
And the retakes are longer, I'm going to tell you right now. So you might as well get yourself together so that you can really go in and be everything that God's called
you
to be. Because he got some stuff for you. That's why you're still here.
That's right.
Okay? That's why you're still here. You're not here for you.
Mm-mm.
You're here to help other people.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You're here
to be a blessing.
Come on now.
Because
God has need of all of us.
Yes.
And I'm so excited, and I'm so encouraged by the children.
Yes.
And even the children at the House of Glory, they are blowing my mind.
Yes.
I mean,
God.
I'm telling you.
I know, I saw it on Sunday.
It's so powerful. And then the two-year-old Sophia is just, she is the greatest greeter. I've been going to church a long time, y'all. I've never had a greeter like Sophia. Sophia is at the little glass door waiting for the people. And when she see you coming, she get excited, and she know everybody's name. She was calling Mama T. Mama T is out! She know everybody. She know everything. She do.
Wow.
She just love on you. And what's so incredible on her, too, Mama Dalisa has seen this and more. All of us have been. She want everybody to sit down so she can preach. But you got But you got some people in the back that's been doing ministry for 50 years, don't want to get up and give an exhortation, a testimony. They don't want to say nothing. And then I promise you, you don't even understand what she's saying, because you got the two-year-old baby talk going on. But you understand, amen, and my mama. That's what you understand. And a whole lot go on in between. And she know when it's testimony time. So So Mama Dali's sister is so powerful on this Sunday. They all worship. If y'all go to the Facebook page,
yeah,
you'll see it. I mean, the true worshipers.
Yes.
They sold out, y'all.
Yes. No shame.
If the babies are sold out, come on now. That ministers to me. God is like, come on now. Freedom.
Yes.
We're too worried about who looking at us. We don't want to sing too loud. People. No, really. Worship.
Yeah.
But it starts at home.
Amen.
Get your house in order.
Yeah.
Worship at home so when you get to the house of God, you don't care who see you singing. God sung for you.
Mm-hmm.
He did it all.
He did it all.
He paid it in full for you and for me. And we're going to talk about something else in Deuteronomy real quick. We're just trying to
Hallelujah.
Encourage the body
Jesus.
To pass the test, because when you pass the test, this is the word of our closing message is going to really minister to you. So we're going to go to Deuteronomy 13. 3 and 4 this morning.
God's love letters, which is
fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y vamos al libro de Deuteronomio 13, versos 3 y 4.
Thank
y la
you,
palabra
Lord.
De Dios dice, no darás odio a las palabras de tal profeta, ni al tal soñador de sueños. Porque Jehová, vuestro Dios, está probando para saber si amas a Jehová, vuestro Dios, con todo vuestro corazón y con toda vuestra alma.
Thank you, Lord. And we want to encourage you to read Deuteronomy, the whole chapter 13.
You
please.
Said 4, too?
Yes.
3 and 4. Y en pues de Jehová, vosotros, Dios, a rendir al el terminis, guardar sus mandamientos y escucharle su voz al el servir y al seguir.
Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord reads in the NLT version, Deuteronomy 13, 3 and 4. Do not listen to them. Who is them? Them. The Lord your God is testing you to see if you truly love him with all your heart and soul.
Amen.
Serve only the Lord your God, and fear him alone.
Mm-hmm.
Obey his commandments, listen to his voice, and then cling to him.
Amen.
Hold on
yes.
to him, y'all,
yes.
because he's the
yes.
one that said he'll never leave you
mm-hmm.
nor forsake you.
Yes. Right.
Laura always says, she may let you down, I may let you down.
Right.
The whole audience over here might let you down.
Right.
Your pastor might let you down. Hello.
Yeah.
But God will never let you down.
Never.
So we got to cling to him, and that's why we encourage you to read the whole chapter, because it's a warning about those that we cling to
mm-hmm.
and stuff
mm-hmm.
and people, and we listen to the people who telling you what their opinion is rather than what the word's saying, and don't line up. That's why the word is telling, and he's cautiously telling us, do not listen to them. And you say, well, who is them, Pastor Molo? Them! You know who them are? You know your them.
I know my them.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Listen to God. Get into the love letters.
Which
get quiet.
Fire.
Yes. Get in his presence.
Amen.
And he will begin to talk to you. And I know a lot of people's like, I know God didn't talk to you about no lemons. Yes, he did. He told me, don't listen. Whatever, all the things you've been through in your life, I have seen you turn your life around because you have followed my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
You have followed me, and now you got some lemonade going on.
Renee, say confirmation for her.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
She said,
and, you know, even if it's just for the one today.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what happens when the one, like Renee, she's already a woman of God, but when the one can go higher, the heavenly host,
yes.
you can't even hear it if you ain't in your super.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a supernatural thing that you hear of all the angels rejoicing, saying, holy, holy,
yes.
holy. I'm telling you, when you show
yes.
up and God is present, the word of God tells us he's got his heavenly host.
Yes.
The
yes.
Lord of who? The Lord of hosts.
Yes.
Which means the Lord of armies.
Yes.
He's got an army of angels encamped.
Amen.
That
yes.
are cheering you on.
Yes.
And you don't even want to get out of bed. Who does that?
And that
yeah. You look beautiful, by the way, Sheree. But it's true. Mama Donnie today. I'm getting a little worried. Well, that is fear, because the Lord gave us this word for the last 30 minutes of this teaching, and it's a closing message about Matthew 6. Yeah. He said, now, I want you to open this up and take them from 31 to 34 today, because, listen, we think it's about us. We think it's about our jobs. We think it's about what's in our bank accounts. We think it's about all of that. But what if the Lord said, come and be with me today? What's going to happen with the stuff? We're seeking the stuff and not the stuff giver. Because he is the one who has given us power to get wealth, to get what, to get this. He wakes us up. He encourages us.
Yes.
And our assignment is to encourage the other people. Because we serve the same God.
Yes. And Patty said, hi from Reynosa.
Oh, good morning. Reynosa.
Reynosa in the house.
Good morning. Isn't that beautiful? So you guys turn to Matthew this morning, and Lord, you're going to read.
Vamos al libro de Mateo, Patty.
So when you read this morning, I want you to slow roll this.
Okay.
We want to read Matthew 6 and 31, and then we're going to take our time and break that down.
Okay, so vamos al libro de Mateo. Capítulo 6, verso 31 al 34, y dice, no afines pues diciendo, ¿qué comeremos? ¿O qué beberemos? ¿O qué vestiremos?
Hallelujah. That's 31?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 6 and 31. And write these scriptures down, everyone, so you can go back and allow the Lord to speak and minister to you. The word of the Lord reads in the NLT, so don't worry about these things. And we say, what things, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
What we will eat?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have food in your refrigerator right now?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. And for those that don't, pack some stuff up extra you got and go be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
No, really.
Right.
Or think, what shall we drink? If you got some water, you good. Because there's some people that don't have no water.
Yeah. We got to be grateful and thankful. That's right.
What shall we wear? Now, you got, and I got rebuked. And rebuked, and I'm going to get rebuked again. What shall we wear? And you got closets full of clothes.
And shoes.
That you don't even.
They're not talking about the shoes.
What shall we wear? And we have the audacity to get worried about some new clothes. And we already got some clothes that we don't even wear. I'm just trying to help somebody. No, really. Go be a blessing. And then I hear people say, no, shame on the people of the body of Christ that say, well, I don't want to give it to the Goodwill because they're going to sell it. Well, you ain't doing nothing with it. They sell it to make it more affordable for people who can't go to the mall.
That's right.
Can you help somebody?
And I want to thank everyone that's been giving to the ministry of Christ Jesus. They released the clothes and shoes. Everyone in the audience here has given me stuff.
Yes.
They go to Reynosa, Mexico, to the homeless camp. So thank you.
And that's so beautiful, though. But really, we really got to get it right, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
As the people of God, we murmur and complain, and the Bible tells us not to worry.
Mm-hmm.
It says, don't worry about these things, what we'll eat, what we will drink. And we got stuff. We are the richest country.
Yes, we are.
We're the richest country. Yes. We don't even the homeless people still can go to the shelters and get provisions.
Yes.
And now they may not have nowhere to sleep that night, but they open that up too, and you got to bust your feet and get there early to get you a cot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
But you do have a lot of organizations like care
yes.
centers that if you're ready to surrender, they take you in right away if you're ready to surrender. So there is so
and
much.
And it's so powerful.
There's so much.
And read verse 32.
Porque los gentiles buscan todas estas cosas, pero vuestro Padre Celestial sabe que tienes necesidad de todas estas cosas.
Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says, these things demonstrate, hear this, the thoughts of unbelievers. And here we are as the believers with pantries full. You may not. See, we so spoiled, we don't want that. You got beans and rice. Oh, no, I'm going to go get me some. I'm going to go buy me this. You can do that. All I'm saying is don't complain and don't murmur about it.
Don't be ungrateful.
Yes. You can do that because it says that these demonstrate the thoughts of unbelievers.
Right.
But your Heavenly Father already knows all you need.
He knows
what you need, but we have wants. We Yeah, right? Amandales, we get so caught up and we just won't. More. Give me more. I don't have enough. And then we pack it over there in the corner, and then we look at it, and we talk about this about people's bank accounts too, and there's nothing wrong with saving. Please save. Because in this message that we taught, God encourages us to have 7 streams, if not 8, of income. That's in the Word. But that's teaching for another day. But I'm telling you, that we can't glutton even the Word. The glutton of food, glutton of clothes.
Yeah.
We just got this glutton mindset.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
we have the audacity to say, well, we'll just pray for the homeless. We'll pray for them. And you know what? Everybody is one day from a wake up of maybe being homeless.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Everybody. Because
yeah,
I'm telling you, if that didn't blow your mind with the whole world shutting down for almost 2 years, I don't know what didn't blow your mind.
Yeah.
And it don't matter if you was a millionaire, a zillionaire, or a zero-naire.
Yeah.
Okay? Everybody was affected.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's why if we already don't know how to come together by now as the people of God and help one another, love on one another, be there, come on, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
God is in our face in a way that he's never been in our face before.
Yes,
and he's talking to the believer because they're already telling you this is how the unbeliever thinks.
Yeah.
They whine, but then we line up and we become like the unbeliever. We're looking like the world, we acting like the world, we talking like the world, complaining like the world.
And we're not.
So this is what the word of this word here is so powerful. It will help you. It'll cut you. It's a two-edged sword. That's what the word is.
Mm.
Be careful when you pull it out because you might cut yourself
while
you're trying to cut others. It's the double edge. So listen, read 33, Lord. Come on now.
Mas buscar primeramente el reino de Dios y su justicia
Hallelujah.
Y todas estas cosas serán andadas.
Thank you, Lord. And the word of the Lord reads, seek the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously. People of God, we got to wake up and he will give you everything you need.
Amen.
You will have no lack in your life.
Mm-hmm.
He just promised us that. This is a compacted portion of promises. It's part of the 3,500 that we know, but we know it's way more.
Mm-hmm.
Get you what? Get you one.
That's right.
If God tells us, if we seek him and his kingdom and everything, and you know, and live righteously, that everything will be added. He's a God of addition. And the word addition, which is in some of the teaching here, it means magnetized and magnetic.
Mm-hmm.
We serve a magnetic God.
Mm-hmm.
And when people see the God in you, they're going to draw
Amen.
To you.
Yes.
He said, draw to me and I will draw to you. Draw nigh to me. That's what he said. And I will draw nigh to thee.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you are a daughter or a son of God and people don't see your light, they're going to run it from it, you it.
Mm.
Okay?
Yes.
And that's the truth.
Oh, yes.
And then you say, well, I don't know why nobody want to come along and serve or help or do because you too much.
Check yourself.
Yes.
Before you wreck yourself. Daryl said good morning,
brother Daryl. But yeah, it's true. So that's why we got to keep it real, y'all. We got to get real in this walk that we're walking in. We got to quit trying to be popcorn. Because I have a message called the popcorn message, and it's about the popcorn, the microwave popcorn, because we don't cook popcorn like we used to. And we live in a generation that's popcorn. They want everything fast, quick, pop, let's go.
Yeah.
One thing about popcorn, please pay attention. You'll never look at popcorn again the same after today if you listen to this message. Listen, the consistency of the popcorn is every kernel is covered with butter and salt, however, in the bag. Got the same opportunity how they're going to come out. Now, this is what Christ died for us to have, okay? The moment you put it in there for the 3.5 or 2, however many minutes you put it in there, one thing about it is when you, and it be smelling good. Come on, y'all. Pile of that, and you heard the bell go off, ding, and everybody runs to get the popcorn. Okay, that's how we always work. Come on now. You open the bag, and poof, the smoke come out. It smells good, and you shake it in the bowl, and you get so disappointed because all of them didn't pop.
And some of them half.
Some of them pop none. Some of them pop 3/4.
Yeah.
Some pop halfway. Some pop 1/4. And some fully pop. What do you pick out? You start with the fully pop. And that's how the world going to see you. God tells us we got to stop being that kind of popcorn and being a popcorn generation, having a popcorn nation, and we serve a good God. We serve a true, living, life-changing God who want to get stuff to you and not take nothing from you.
That's right.
He has given us life everlasting. We're going to go to 34. Lord, what does 34 say?
Así que no afines porque el día de mañana, porque el día de mañana trae su afán.
Hallelujah.
Basta cada día su propio mal.
So don't worry about tomorrow. We were just talking about this, but tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today.
Mm-hmm.
So just handle today, y'all. Don't get all caught up, and that's what creates the spirit of anxiety.
Yes.
You get anxious,
yes.
And the word tells us to be anxious for nothing.
For nothing.
But we get so anxious and caught up trying to fix stuff, do stuff, worry about it, and today, before you know, we have nerves like, ooh, today just got away from me. Yes, it did, because you're worried about a day that ain't came.
Amen.
We do that, and then we get so upset because there's nothing we can do about yesterday.
Nothing.
I can't believe yesterday. So, and we've been wasting our time and our energy and all of that on yesterday when we could be componentizing it into today, asking the Lord, where have you, do you have need of me today? What can I be a blessing? I mean, you don't have to just, give people stuff. You can just go be a blessing, your presence. Go speak life.
Speak life.
Just tell somebody how amazing they are, how beautiful they are.
Yes.
Because many people have shifted in this paradigm, y'all. I want to close with this amazing message, and we'll let you talk, Lord. But I want to read this. Many people have shifted in the paradigm where we have a carnal mind, a worldly perspective, instead of seeking God, seeking after God the way that we should. We seek after the things more than we seek God. It's going to create an unbalance or an improper balance in your life. And the result is everything in your life will be unbalanced. And ultimately, we will suffer the consequences of the decisions that we have made. Because remember, we were saying today is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Rejoicing is a choice.
Yes.
So we have to choose.
That's right.
So if you listen, and ultimately, once we know that, you cannot have an abundant life if you cannot see the full prosperity of the peace of God in your life until you get this principle in your heart, that God is the source, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Our jobs and people are resources.
Yes.
But he is the source.
That's
and God
right.
is the one who we need to, we should be drawn to.
Yes.
And that is who we should seek. Many of you are seeking promotions and liberations in our finances, but not seeking God. Become lost in him where there's nothing else that seems to be the focal point of your relationship other than God.
Yes.
Matthew 6:33 reminds us that seeking his righteousness and all these things, we're stressed out about seeking stuff, y'all. We want a bigger house, and we don't even take care of the house we got, Laura. And we want a better car, and we don't even put oil in that one. We don't even, let me just go back and say, we don't even wash it. Come on, yeah. We don't do the job doing nothing. Come on now, and we want a new car. Come on, y'all. God's like, well, I'm just waiting on you to wash that one to start up just so you can sell it. That's anything. Come on now. We just talking about what God's talking about. We're stressed out about seeking stuff, but we never, ever seek the stuff giver.
Amen.
He's the one that gives us everything. Okay, so listen, y'all. He said, don't worry about it. Get you some sleep. Get you some sleep. Because do y'all know that there's a such thing, and I got to find it in the word, called sweet sleep?
That's right.
God will make your sweet sleep so sweet. Yes, you just be waking up. I don't know about y'all, but I know. I see my twin in the supernatural. We be waking up, good morning, Lord. We just love
my
you
granddaughter
so
said,
good.
My granddaughter said, I'm laughing all the time when I'm asleep. I'm laughing. Like, she goes, girl, you be laughing. I said, well, I guess I'm laughing at you.
That is so awesome. So listen, guys, this is so powerful. He says, don't worry about it. Get you some sleep. 6:31 reminds us, because all means all.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all do know that. Everything you need shall be added. Mm-hmm. Well, we say, well, what things, God? The things that the world is seeking, y'all. Come on now. They can't figure out why we got what we got. Or we live where we live. We got, you know, the Lord has entrusted us with $1 million property. And we had $8, y'all. That goes to tell you, and y'all done heard the story. I'm struggling with writing a book because some stuff will be uncovered. Not stuff, but people. Can I be real? But I'm just waiting on God because he got to go before me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, he got to know that he can trust you.
Yeah.
You got to know that your bank account don't dictate because God is the one that adds. The Bible told us in Matthew all these things.
Proverbs 3:24 about the sleep.
See, so write this down, Proverbs 3:24, where he says that your sleep will be sweet.
Mm.
I don't know about somebody that's been tossing and turning at night. That's what this word is for.
Mm.
If you tossing and turning at 4 a.m. and then by the time you fall asleep, you got your alarm go off. You got to go to work. You know, your rest is broke. Your peace is broke.
Mm.
Your soul is broke. I'm telling you, that's where your sweet
yes.
sleep come in, because for those that don't know, that's where your body heals. In your sleep.
Yes.
That's where your mind heals.
Yes.
That's where your soul heals.
Yes.
It's in your sleep. And it's and God promised us in Proverbs, what, Mama Valerie? 3:24. 3:24, that your sleep will be. Can you read it?
It says, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet.
And that's a promise. So get you one. Okay?
Yeah.
Hello?
Amen.
Because we just don't believe it. We think that we in control. We think we got to worry about it. We got to fix it. We got to work it out. And we don't even know if we're going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the truth.
Yeah.
And we're going to miss it like Paul. Remember in the garden, we were teaching a couple of weeks ago, when Jesus kept, when he went and got his posse, and he told that it's the Garden of Gethsemane, when he knew that he was going to go die for you and for me. So he had to go to the garden, and he took a posse with him. So I'm telling you, if Jesus got frustrated, it's okay to get frustrated. He had to come up out the prayer, go wake up Peter and the people, James and John's sons, and say, can y'all just stay awake for at least 1 hour? Can y'all? And guess how many times the Word of God tells us he went back to wake them up? 3 times. But so don't get caught off guard like Peter. So by this time, the betrayal had came, and Peter going to wake up out of his sleep with a sword. And cut the man ear off. He was all out of order because he was asleep. No, really.
Yeah.
And that now while Jesus is rebuking him, he's putting the man ear back on.
Yeah.
Check it out. Go read it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting the man ear back on, and he rebuking Peter. He said, those that live by the sword will die by the sword.
Mm-hmm.
We got to understand how we living, y'all.
Yeah.
What are we living by? Are we living by the true, unadulterated, uncompromising word, or are we just hearing what people say?
Mm.
He told us over there in James, stop listening to them. Or was that Deuteronomy? That was Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy
13:3-4. Stop listening to them. Stop listening to who? Them! You know who your thems are.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because I know who my thems are. And just hit ignore on the phone. Stop that.
Yeah.
You can do that to slide. No, not answering. Or when they text, just don't respond. Not ever, but just wait on God.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, just wait on God. Because see, God got to prepare their hearts. Because you just, in some seasons, you got to know what season you're in. Because every season is your season.
Yes.
You have to know, it's a time, like it says in Ecclesiastes, go there and read it again.
Yes.
3 tells you it's a time for everything under the sun. It's a time to cry. It's a time to mourn. It's a time to dance. Well, y'all that say that Christians don't dance, well, what that say? You better get up and dance. It's time to cry. I'm telling you. You got to know what season you're in because God got some stuff for us.
Yes.
And we box him in because he's a God of, I'm telling you, he's limitless.
Yes.
Woo! We serve a limitless God.
Yes, yes.
Yes, and he is there waiting for us. We say, oh, I'm just waiting on God. No, he's waiting on you.
That's right.
But until then, we're going to be over here doing what we do.
Yes.
And out here doing
no
what we
what.
Do.
No
yes.
matter what, right?
Because we sold out. So listen, y'all, I'm going to finish this word as we close because we got to see. I'm trying to shut up,
though.
No, I'm trying to be quiet.
No, this is good.
This is so powerful because they can understand why you and not them, but that's okay because you don't have to explain your blessings to nobody.
Amen.
Because the blessings of the Lord maketh us what? Rich. And addeth no sorrow. Because God's not going to put you in it and not give you provision to take care of it. That's why you can't worry. He said, go through the door. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. So God opens the door, walk in. God, just slide in, break dance, whatever you do. Just get up in it.
Yes, right. Amen.
But if God didn't open it, don't you do it.
Don't force it.
All of these things shall be added, and we begin to explain what the word added means in the Greek. It means magnetized, which means magnetic, because the closer that you get to God, the more magnetic you become, and people will be drawn to you.
Amen.
And then now, you can't ask God for it and start tripping about it, saying, why everybody want to go where I'm going? Don't we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why everybody trying to do what I'm doing? Well, they're just trying to connect with you because they heard God. Come on now.
But see, we got
to get out of this mind. We ask God for stuff, and when he bring it, we complain about it. Come on now. We do that. You can, and listen, let me tell you, we expected miracles because God says that those that is our portion. Miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow us. If God is in you, you are a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper. Go help somebody, y'all, because let me tell you, every good and perfect thing comes from God.
Amen.
So if you asking God, Lord, I just need some help, and then the people come and help you, and then you mean to the people? Ah, let me tell you something. God is not pleased with us, people of God.
Yeah.
We mistreat our own kind.
Yeah.
We don't speak life. We speak death.
Yeah.
And the first thing we have the audacity to say, if I was you, and I told y'all last week, run, Forrest, run. Okay? When people come up alongside of you, even especially in ministry, and then they tell you, if I were you, that's when you shut it all down and count it all joy.
Count it all joy.
That you now see what you need to see.
Yeah.
Because people will wear you out. They will suck you dry and spit you out over there and say, this is what God told me. This is my assignment. And take over your assignment. Now, it ain't going to work. I'm going to tell you that.
It ain't.
Because that was for you. Because what's for you is for you. So be encouraged today, people of God. Get up. Dust yourself off.
Yes.
Get back in line.
Be the warrior.
Woo!
God call you to be.
And get everything that God has for you because it's for you. And if you don't do it, I was listening to Dr. Charles Stanley the other day. He said, now, God, now, he ain't going to, come on now, he ain't going to stand over all day waiting on us. He's going to go hang out over there with Miss Brenda and Miss Cherie and all those people and say, here I am, Lord. Send me.
Yeah. You are replaceable. Let's not talk about being replaceable. He will replace
and that's,
you.
And that's in everything.
In everything.
So don't go to your job and see what happens. Hello. You ain't going to get paid and you're going to get replaced.
Yeah.
Don't go. Don't show up, Pastor. That's okay because God got some more people that's going to preach the compromising word.
Yeah.
And listen, we're connected to a new generation now. It's a new generation. The, new, the young people are coming up, and some of them God calling up. But he want to know what he can do to help, you know, what we can do to help others.
Yes.
So, Laura, close us out with some encouraging words today from what God has given you.
Yes. Father, we just thank you, sweet Abba. We love you so much, and we're grateful and thankful here at Mornings at the Mansion, God, and here with all my brothers and sisters, Father, toda mi familia that keeps growing and growing. God, continue to search our hearts, Father, to be grateful and thankful for such a time as this and to be obedient to what you're calling each and one of us to do and to speak life, Father. And I just thank you right now, Father, that we're going to continue to be steadfast.
Hallelujah.
And hold on to your promises, which you promised, Father, for each and one of us. And this is all to bring you glory and honor and praise, because if we don't have you, we don't have nothing. If we have you, we have all things, Father, because all things are possible with you, God. And it's all for your glory, God.
Mm.
And I don't care if people remember me as long as they remember
you.
Jesus, Father. We don't care if they remember us as long as they remember Jesus in us, God. So I pray, Father, right now that you touch the hearts of the people, Father, that you just draw them in by your spirit, yeah, God. And we pray right now, there's anyone tuning in or watching that it's not by chance, Father, they will cry out to you and say your name, for there is power in your name, God.
Yes.
So
yes,
we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the assignments. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for the healings. We thank you for your promises and your
Woo!
Word, Father.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we thank you that there's anything that we need more of you, God. We
yes,
pray for
yes,
more of you, Father, and then everything else will follow.
Yes, yes,
for this is
yes,
the day that you have made, and we will rejoice
yeah,
and be glad
yeah,
in it. In
hallelujah,
the mighty name of Jesus, the name of all names,
Woo!
We pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you all so much for tuning in today.
Yes,
Master, we thank our studio audience for always showing up, preaching what's up
Woo!
Every single Tuesday. Yes, Mama Dalis, when are y'all doing the wellness show next year coming up?
We're going to start on
January 13th. Y'all stay tuned because
yes,
the last show was so powerful. I love that cooking show.
Yeah,
that was so amazing. But we want to sneak in this announcement in just a minute. Listen, Dr. Ortiz wanted us to share with y'all. She's doing a holistic alignment seminar. Okay? She wants you guys to know it's a stress seminar, and it will be this Wednesday from 7 p.m. And listen, she got gifts and surprises.
Hello.
So it's going to be at 2704 West Park Road at the House of Glory. Just come to that building right behind the mansion if you are having some stress in your life and you need some management. We all need management.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
So she's going to be hosting that, and we just wanted to encourage the body of Christ to
Amen.
Unpack your stress.
Yes.
Okay? Word of stuff instead of the stuff giver.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get ourselves into these situations.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, God has given us the antidote, which is his word.
Yes.
And it will, I'm telling you, it will set you free.
Yeah.
It will help you love you, because when you love you, you can love me.
Amen.
And when we fall in love with Jesus,
ooh,
it's the best thing
there's no love
that we could ever.
Yeah.
There's
no love like
yeah,
God.
I'm telling you. You be in the store dancing. People are like, what's wrong with them? Baby, what's right with it? And then they have the nerve to say, you need to turn down. Now, you need to turn up, right, Lord?
Turn down for what?
You learn to love
yes,
them unlovable.
Yes.
Because I've been there, okay?
It's, free,
sure
it's,
been
it's freedom.
Too.
That's what it is. It's freedom.
Freedom.
And the ones that God set free is free indeed. So choose some freedom, y'all, because it's
yes,
right here in the Word of God. So we just thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned.